Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So now it's evening and everyone is getting ready for glam. And Shannon's like, so you guys travel to Paris and stuff? And the glam people are like, yeah. She's like, oh, well, I am taking a train there tomorrow to visit my daughter who tried to move across the world to get away from me. But guess what? Surprise, surprise. Second year in a row, I'm coming over.
So Gina and Emily are still in their shitty, messy room. And we see the decorated penis still in there, which I like that Emily kept that. And Gina's like, oh my God, ow, Emily, I just burnt my hand. You can't put plastic into an iron. Your hair is made out of like pom-pom material. What are you putting it in there for?
Yeah, don't do that. Do not do that. Then they're all getting into dinner and Heather's like, Shannon, are you wearing slippers to dinner, honey?
I am. Originally I called these my nice shoes, but we can call them slippers too. Thanks for that.
I just can't believe it's our last night, guys. It's our last night. I accept it. Let's eat.
So they go in and they start talking about crab. Like, let's get crabbed. And Tamara's like,
we don't want itchy crabs, okay, waiter? Yeah, I've had crabs before.
He's like, okay. Well, would you like to order some then? She's like,
they itch real bad right on my vagina. Crabs right on my vagina. It was hilarious. It hurt so bad.
This place was crazy, by the way. They had like hanging fish everywhere, which, you know, whatever, fish place. But in their like fish display, they had like several fish that they just like put citrus in their mouth. Like the fish was just sitting there like it was like a ball gag. And like, I know like there's a tradition of, you know, like a suckling pig, you put the apple in the pig's mouth and everything. But I think the difference is that the pig definitely looks dead and cooked. It's like, oh, here is a cooked pig with an apple in its mouth. But these fish still kind of look alive. They're not, but they just look alive because they're just sort of like in the same raw. They're like at their raw state. And you just look at these fish and you're like, can we give the fish just a shred more dignity before it's consumed by the likes of like Tamara and Shannon?
Before we eat
the
them.
Lemon. It's just poor fish.
So they make a toast and Tamara's like,
guys, it's been such a rough year for me. What with Gretchen coming after me for over a decade.
And then we start getting the dun 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 dun. Our favorite song. So good. Key change.
Oh God.
Bridge.
That song.
Okay, let's see what's going on. Tamara and Eddie have been spending lots of time in Big Bear, and Sophie is planning to move to New York City to pursue music. She has no plan to record anything with her mother because she'll probably fuck somebody named Nelson.
Okay, back to my speech. I just want to thank you guys for being there. And Heather, you helped me through some really dark times, and I appreciate that, which is my way of saying, why are you such a shitty friend to me always? I always such a bad friend to me, bitch.
What? Heather and Terry sold their Beverly Hills house at a $5.8 million loss. No big deal. And she doesn't plan on buying a new place in Orange County, and that's no lie. Come on, Kyle Richards, we can be friends. Let me onto your show, please. Thank you.
Yeah, everybody, so it was a great trip, and I'm really looking forward to the future with you guys.
The gated group is still going strong, as are Gina and Travis, and Gina's still living without fear, unless she's critiquing Heather's improv.
excuse me, I also have an update, which is to say, Shannon has a new guy in her life, Troy, a golden retriever, and she's riding this emotional high, space cake free. Oh, okay. Can we get a new Alfredo in here for me, please? I don't like my badumchas.
May our glam always be flawless. May our receipts always be accurate.
Okay.
Oh. Thank you.
This is, while Ryan and Jen still do not have a wedding date planned, Dawson recently graduated from Marines boot camp and passed out 20 minutes into the ceremony. So, God.
I won't get, is it really true that as a new girl, I don't get a badumcha? Is there just no other badumcha that's around there for me to hear? No? Okay. Is that a badumcha or is there an actual medical emergency happening right now? No? Okay, that's fine.
So now Heather's like, okay, I'll do it again. So maybe our friendships, although sometimes complicated, always be worth the ride.
What is she talking about? She's terrible at cheersing.
Did you just make that up or read it on ChatGPT?
Well, actually, funny story. I had Christy McNichol write it for me. And then when she gave it to me, I said, well, I'm glad you finally got a gig after 20 years. Here's $5.
Emily continues to navigate Luke's evolving diagnoses, and she's learning to embrace life's unpredictable ride, including the one at the Abbey.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Are those sharks hanging down off the ceiling?
And they're like, maybe it's a tuna. I don't know. Is that a tuna or a shark?
Hey, everyone. Wow. Wait. Hey, Cratchit. Hey, Gina. They stopped playing the nice music at the end. So I think that means you have to start doing the dark stuff now. Okay.
Okay. Gretchen, there's something that I have to address with y'all. When we were in Orange County.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about the conversation we had together?
Yeah. Because it's been weighing on me.
Yeah. Say it.
Yeah, it's been weighing on me, and I can't not bring this up, Gretchen.
It's been weighing on me, too. Like, weighing on me so hard that I had to have Gina say it for me. Okay, go on. Go do it, Gina. Do it.
Tamara shared a lot of posts that you've liked that are, like, very disparaging towards the LGBTQ community. LGBTQ plus community.
Oh, my gosh. I would never do that. I mean, if I like something, then I probably didn't know what it was about. I'm dumb. I don't have any issue with the LGBTQ lethargic community.
The lethargic GBTQ community. But wait a minute, then why are you on social media liking these things? And she's like, well, unfortunately, sometimes I'm probably scrolling quickly and liking things. And so, I don't know, maybe I'm not paying enough attention.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm sorry. Oh, really? You just happened to press like on accident on every single hateful fucking gay related post that there is? Come on, Gretchen.
It's like, too much.
Slipped into that one.
You know, sometimes I go on to no homo talk and I just like things by accident. My bad.
So Shannon's like,
by the way, how did you see it, Tamara? Let's not forget Tamara over here because this would be fun. She's like, well, it was something that was sent through iHeart.
And Emily's like, did you talk about it?
No, iHeart was like, no, that's why iHeart sent it to me. Because they were like, don't talk about this.
So Jen is like, but Tamara, do you have it up?
She's like, yeah, here it is.
So they're looking at it. And Gina is like, oh my God, there's like a lot of it. And there's like one about Dylan Mulvaney. Jen's like, who's that? She is a friend of mine. And we have a flashback to earlier in the season when Dylan was on Heather's podcast and they talked about the discrimination and the hate that Dylan receives as a trans woman.
Here's the thing. You know, they're saying like, oh, this was just sent to Tamara and iHeart. iHeart Radio sent Tamara headlines, meaning they were things that were already out in the news. This was not something that was like, oh, iHeart's doing this deep cutting investigative journalism. All the ladies knew that this has been out. I mean, this is crazy. This stuff has been out for over a year at least. It's been out a couple of years. I've known about it. And I'm not like some magic person doing detective work here. They all know this. You're telling me that no one texted Heather Dubrow and said, look at all these likes of Gretchen's. No one really in all of this
time. I know. It's someone reminded me this morning. They added me and there is a giant thread on X that says it's a thread exposing Orange County alum Gretchen Rossi's problematic views, including racism, homophobia, transphobia, COVID misinformation, etc. And it's like, it's one thing. It's like one screenshot after another, after another, after another of like the things that Gretchen has liked. And that was August 5th, 2023. So it has like,
it's been out there.
It's been out.
So everybody pretending they've never heard of this and they can't believe it. And they're all so shocked, especially Heather. Like, what are you talking about? This stuff has been out there forever. And someone sent this to you. And I don't believe for one second that the rest of us saw it, but you didn't. That's just absolute bullshit. I think the show told them, listen, we're going to bring Heather. We're going to bring Gretchen on here. And we don't want this to become, you know, some hate filled blah, blah, blah. We don't want you to go for her for that. Because, you know, Tamara's had this in her back pocket for years to use. Anybody who doesn't like Gretchen has. So I'm just not buying this. And it just seems crazy to me.
I don't know if I'm going to say that Heather like knew. I sometimes think like Heather could be like me, where it's like, I hear from like you, oh, Gretchen's been posting like really homophobic stuff. And I'm like, okay, I trust that you said it. I trust you. And I'm like, oh, I hear that she does homophobic stuff, but like, I don't really like go out and find the tweet and look at what she liked because I'm lazy. And I'm like, okay, I trust Ronnie on this one. And then, but by me not doing that, I'm like, okay, whatever. And not whatever, like that's okay, but it doesn't hit with the same potency as it does when you actually see what she has liked. And I would not be surprised if Heather is sort of in a similar place, because I do think that Heather is, she is a really strong advocate for these things. And I don't think that if Heather had seen it with her own eyes, I don't think she would be chill. I really don't. Maybe she had known about it. And I can imagine she did a mental workaround where she said, well, you know, she's conservative, I'm liberal, we'll find a way to shoot together, find a way. And I don't think she really knew, or she was in denial or whatever until this moment. Maybe I'm being naive, but that's really how I read the situation.
I just don't see a world where someone in the audience didn't send her some of these screenshots. I mean, I'm going to go over them some of these right now, because these are insane. And some of them, like in the one you sent where there's 20, some of that you can argue and say, well, these are just conservative views. These are what people are saying all the time on Twitter. Okay. Some of them, we teach gender ideology in school. And so it's normal for half of preteen classrooms to be gender questioning. Kids admit the cool kids in their class are transgender. So they just want to be trans too. It's all too much. Dems have gone too far. I'm out. So things like that, I read that. I'm extremely offended, but I read it all the time in conservative threads. So I'm also not shocked that someone who's really MAGA and conservative would say that, right? But then you get to posts like this one. Hold on a second. I've got these all over my phone. This was by Tyson James, liked by Gretchen Rossi. When you open the door to homosexuality, you open the door to pedophilia. You'll never win by normalizing perversion. Sin is a slippery slope. You think it's bad now? Give it a couple of years. If you want to save the kids, start by calling homosexuality what it is. That was July 14th. So there's no world in which somebody like me or somebody in the audience doesn't send this to these people in the cast. I just don't believe it. So I don't know. I think it's a thing.
I think other people in the cast may have known. I think they I don't know. It's, I don't, do you think do you think Gina had seen these before?
Yes, they've all seen them. These people are all on here all the time looking at Instagram and seeing what everybody's talking about. That's all they talk about on Housewives now, is like what's going on the blogs, who's talking to the blogs, who said what. They all know there's certain bloggers. They're all caught talking to the bloggers. I just can't believe, and they're all on Instagram constantly, and their assistants and their social media people are on there constantly. There's no world in which Heather doesn't have a million people telling her, Heather, this woman is crazy, and look at all the stuff she's liking on here. This stuff, this is not some hidden thing that hasn't been out. This has been out for a long time.
So do you think Gina acted very much like this is the first time she'd seen these? Do you think it was a situation where by Tamara bringing it up on camera, I think it was like, do you think it was a situation where they're all looking the other way? Because it was like, this is the sort of thing that's like a little too serious for the Real Housewives. And do you think that when Tamara brought it up to Gina on camera, Gina realized that she had to kind of like take a stand and say something, because rather than being accused of looking the other way? Do you think she was getting ahead of the story in that way, which is why she confronted her? Which
No.
is similar to the advice she gave Katie regarding Heather Dubrow last season. Like, you have to talk to Heather Dubrow, because if you don't, I'm going to have to do it. Do you think that was
I think
was
she's
happening?
Like a producer plant, and she and Emily do whatever the producers want, is what I think. Like, anytime something needs to move forward, they're always the ones to come forward and do it. But if Tamara told them 2 or 3 weeks ago before this, they've all just been sitting there on this, not saying anything on camera, which is bullshit. I don't believe that any of them would do that. I don't believe Tamara would sit on this for a whole year when she's going against Gretchen and fake quitting the show and doing all this stuff if she had this in her pocket. I think production was saying, you're not going to be able to use it. And Tamara was like, well, I'm going to use it. And so for 2 weeks, they've been trying to figure out, how are we going to deal with this? Okay, let's put it in the last 5 seconds of the show. So, and then we'll, and then producers turned it back on Tamara by saying, okay, well, if Tamara's going to do that, then we're going to blow it all back on her and expose all Tamara's shit and make Tamara the villain in all of this. Mm-hmm. It's just so crazy. And it's crazy that me, of all people, would stick up for Tamara in this situation. Cause I do 100% believe that Tamara has relationships with bloggers and that she's shady and she's doing everything that they're accusing her of. But it doesn't change the fact that Gretchen, like all these, there's tons of them. We're like, yeah, I got my Trump hat. And it's like, there is a line of like, okay, we're watching TV and politics, and especially if you're doing something in Orange County where there's a lot of conservative people in Orange County, everybody knows it, you know? And so how much of that do you put on the show, and how much of it do you want the audience fighting over political shit, right? And I can see how the producers wouldn't want that, because it's going to piss everybody off and nobody wants to see that on TV.
However, this is
beyond just political shit. She is posting nasty, homophobic, transphobic, horrible, horrible, horrible shit that they're just trying to sweep under the rug here. And it's gross. It's fucking gross. And I think that the whole cast is complicit in agreeing to go along with it in the first place. And I think they do it a lot where they're just like, okay, we're going to let this person get away with bad behavior because we want our job on this TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose.
I think that's a fair point. And I mean, if Tamara saw these headlines a year ago, what's hard to imagine, I guess I don't know if I'm walking back some of my words or not, but as I'm just sort of thinking through it, like on the fly, it's hard to imagine that the moment that Tamara hears that Gretchen's coming back on the show, her arch rival, that Tamara doesn't immediately call up Heather Dubrow and say, Gretchen's coming back. And just so you know, she's done this, 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 this. These are all her tweets. It's hard to believe. And in fact, they ask her later on, like, why would you reach out to Gina and not Heather? And that is a really weird thing. So I don't know why she wouldn't reach out to Heather. Maybe in that moment, Tamara is actually protecting Heather. Maybe she had reached out to Heather and she's not saying that she did that because she doesn't want to put Heather in a really tough situation. So she says she just only reached out to Gina. I'm not sure. There's really a lot to speculate on in this situation, but you're right. In the end, seeing really like looking at those tweets today, this morning, it's pretty shocking. What Gretchen liked, and what's even more shocking is her inability to like her attempt to act like it wasn't her, that she didn't do it. I'm like, you cannot come onto this show with that hair, praying in a family circle before you go up to Beverly Hills for sleepover, praying to Jesus, and then act like and act shocked that anyone would even think there's any like that people would accuse you of liking these things. It's like it'd be one thing if like you turn it on and then you see like Lisa Rinna liking all this stuff and you're like, whoa, that does, Lisa Rinna was probably hacked. I don't know why Lisa Rinna is my choice, but like whatever, but I would still think Lisa Rinna's hacked. But Gretchen, you come on here dressed like Megyn Kelly meets like the 1950s, and you're very, very religious. And then you're caught liking very sort of right wing hateful views on gays and trans people. And then you act like it's crazy that people would think that those are real likes. Like, you can't bamboozle us.
Yeah, we're not that fucking stupid, lady. My God, it's crazy. Well, some people are, because I'm reading the comments and I'm like, what? People are falling for this bullshit? This is such crap. I can't believe it. But I just find it interesting that everybody's taking a side. It's like, either I believe that there are a lot of people who believe Gretchen's innocent and they're like, you guys need to leave conservatives alone. We're being bullied. And then there are a lot of people who are like, no, fuck Gretchen, get her off this show. But I don't see why everyone's not outraged at this whole thing, because everybody fucking knew this was going on. everybody, including Heather. And Heather refollowed Gretchen last week and all of this other shit. So I don't understand what's happening. And I guess maybe the reunion will explain it. But unless someone went seriously Photoshop crazy, Photoshopped all these, which seems like such a random way to get at somebody. Like, oh my God, look what post she liked. I don't think that would be something that you fake. You would fake actual posts that she made, right? No one's going to go fake a whole internet history for years and years of this shit. So I don't know what they're doing to explain it, that Heather would even forgive this at all, or any of them would forgive this shit at all. But for them to all act like they've just heard it is absolute hogwash. And I think this show owes everybody an apology, because this is bullshit. This is bullshit. And we've got a lot more to go. That's just the start.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they're confronting Gretchen, and she's like,
oh my God, they've got to be kidding me, right? Because like, out of all the things you could say, this is what you're going to come up with? I mean, this is just ridiculous. Nothing's true.
And Heather's like, do you understand that I just threw an event for the Trevor Project, LGBTQ+ youth, and so in danger right now, every 40 seconds.
She's like, yeah, somebody commits suicide, I know.
And so now they're like kind of chatting at each other. And Tamara's like,
well, yeah, and you know what?
And Heather goes, I am speaking.
I was like, yes, this is a righteous, my turn, still me. I was like, yes, it's a righteous version of it. I love it. And so she says, like, every 45 seconds, a queer child tries to kill themselves. And Gretchen's like,
yeah, I know. It's like, do you understand what hate rhetoric like this does to our children? It's like, yes, I do.
No, you don't. You obviously do not.
No, and, you don't. And you don't care. And she's just sitting there really calmly, like, trying to figure out what to do. You know, so, like, her whole demeanor is really weird. She's like, but no, it's not true. I mean, what? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
If I am pro-gay and I'm being accused on camera of being anti-gay, or like, well, obviously I'm gay. How about, let's say, like, racism. Okay. Someone says I'm a racist and I'm on camera and I believe in my heart of hearts, I am not racist. And I said, and someone accused me of that on camera. I'm not going to be like, no, I'll be like, what? No, absolutely not. Like, what happened? Like, how can I clear this up? Like, there must be some misunderstanding. Show me what happened. I need to, like, address this right away. Cause like, if I did something, if I put that out there, like, oh, I need to clear this up. And if I said something wrong, I need to apologize. Like, I need to mandatory that people know that that's not what's in my heart right now. And Gretchen just sitting there like, huh? Cause like you said, she's trying to figure out like, oh shit, this is coming up. How do I spin this? How do I get out of this? Like,
because she knew
what
it was
do I do?
Come
I thought I already put this
point.
Fire out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she knew.
She knew it was going to come up. So she's like, "Wait a minute! Didn't we already delete all these likes? Like, how am I getting pummeled for this?" Like, you can see her so confused about it. And also, one little thing that's missing here, which is, I think, the smoking gun, is if somebody comes at you and says, "There's all these posts that you like," and Tamara has the screenshots. When are you going to say, "Show me the screenshots"?
Uh huh.
Show me the accounts. Go online right now. And why aren't they saying, where's your phone? Show us who you follow on your phone. Show us these show us that you didn't like these things. Go ahead. Show us. Nobody's doing that. So this whole thing is so gross. So then Heather's saying, this doesn't seem like Gretchen, because Gretchen's always had a lot of friends in the community. And if it's true, she has no words. I mean, people that you pay to do your hair aren't really friends in the community. And hiring somebody to come be a clown at your fucking drag queen Tupperware party in 2012 doesn't prove anything either.
Well, it's also like saying, well, some of my best friends are black, you know, people.
Yes.
There are a lot of we see it all the time where people kind of like to visit a marginalized community. In a sense, and yet not actually support them. You know, it's like sometimes you people like to come and get the perks of it and love the association of it. But when it comes down to actually what you're voting for, what you care about, what you advocate for, it's like crickets. So Gretchen saying that she had a drag Tupperware party in if that's the best you can do is like cite a party you had in 2009. Okay.
An on-camera party with drag queens. Like, oh, okay. Okay, Gretchen. So she's saying, it's not like me, Heather. And she goes, why are you not horrified? Like, can someone at least show her the, like, because she still hasn't even asked to see them. So Gretchen's like, well, it just makes me really sad, guys. And she goes, it makes you sad? And Tamara's like, yeah, well, if you feel that way, just say you feel that way and at least stand up for what you believe, you know, because you're representing us when you're on this show, basically. So Gina does show Gretchen the phone, and Gretchen doesn't really look at it, you know. And Heather's like, this is about human decency. And then Jen tries to jump in and help her. And she's like, well, maybe do you feel biblically like this is something? Because I know you're very strong in your faith. And Heather's like, biblical?
Biblical.
Like, don't even start this shit.
Yeah.
You know, don't even try it. And Jen's like, I'm just asking her. I'm just trying to find out why she would do this. And Tamara's like, Jesus loves gay people too. And
she's like, whoa, no, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure it out. And she's like, and Heather goes, Jesus does not like hate. She's like, I'm not saying that, Heather. Jen, this is, Heather is angry right now. Just step back. Heather was livid. I mean, she was, I mean, the rage was in her eyes and justifiably so.
So she, you know, they're like, Jesus doesn't hate. And Jen's like, listen, I'm not trying to stand up for Gretchen. I'm just trying to give her an escape hatch to leave out of and get out of here. So Jen, friend to no one. Jen's like, well, I'm just trying to understand, where would her fucking mind be? I mean, it doesn't add up. You know, I know Gretchen. I know her soul and I know her heart. And something's amiss here. And I don't think it is. I mean, if you've looked at her Instagram one time, you pretty much know where she stands. I don't know how this is shocking to you, Jen, but okay.
Well, also the nose is a mess because it's really been face tuned out. So Heather says, you are intentionally liking hate rhetoric. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So that's why I'm asking. You did that. And so Gina's like, look, it's here, right? You see that? Like, she's going to need an explanation. You see, like, that heart? You see your name on there? That means you like something, okay? And Gretchen is just stalling out. She's just trying to figure out what her game plan is. She's like, yeah, I understand. She's like, all I know is I'm seeing a screenshot of something I supposedly liked and I've never seen it in my life. And I'm completely blindsided with this information that is not my truth. I don't have the answers for you right now because it's just not who I am. I mean, how do you say you don't have the answers for you because it's not who I am? I don't, like, it's wild. Like, the thing is, we're all, the whole, like, the spoof texts, spoof phone calls. This comes up on Bravo every now and then. It's always a losing argument. Like, you liked it. If anything, just say, you know what? I liked these things 2 or 3 years ago. It's something that I believed in at that time. I have since done a lot of work and I've learned from people and I realized it was a really closed-minded, like, just attempt to do something like that. And she just can't even do that.
I mean, she's just, and also, as we find out later, she still follows all these accounts, these same accounts. These are not just like random posts that never come up on the Matt Walsh blog, etc. This is like rhetoric that you don't just see once in a while on these accounts. This shit is on those accounts all the time. Fucking, I mean, it's all just ridiculous. So she's like, what? I never even seen those screenshots. And that's, listen, I'm telling you, that's how I felt. And Heather's like, Gretchen, why would you do that? And she's like, I don't know. And they're like, I don't know. It's not a good answer. She goes, I don't know, though. So then, of course, she runs off and calls Slade. And Shannon's like upset and she's crying. And she's like, some of my best friends are in that community and I can't believe this. And so now that Gretchen has run off, Jen's like, so wait, Tamara, you knew about this for how long? And she goes,
about a year.
And Shannon's like, well, why wouldn't you say anything before? And she's like,
because no matter what I say, I'm the bad guy.
And Shannon's like,
but if it's, that's not the point. Don't try to deflect by it. Why didn't you say something sooner? Are you defending her?
She's like, no, but it's a legitimate question. If something heinous happened, why wouldn't you let us know? She's like, because it's so gross. It was too dark. And if it was something this dark and this gross, should only be brought up on a cast trip by Gina.
Yeah.
It's so gross and so dark. I mean, if it was something fun and light, like cheating on your boyfriend with cancer, that would have been fun. But, you know, this is too dark.
And,
you know, and Tamara's doing this whole, like, you guys are trying to blame me for not telling. Yeah, but the point of this is you're making them look bad if they didn't know, which obviously I don't believe at all. But if they didn't know and you did know, you're putting them in a position where they're supporting this person all year long. And then, boom, at the end of the year, you're like, haha, you've been supporting a hateful bigot this whole time. You know, so you are putting them in a bad situation.
It's
assuming that Shannon's telling the truth.
It's shitty of Tamara because She's like, well, I'm always the bad guy. But like, that has never, ever stopped Tamara before. Like, she'll say things like, fine, don't believe me, I'm always the bad guy. But like, she willingly does things like this before. And if this is something that she was like, she actually was, you know, truly upset about. I mean, I'm not saying that she's not upset about it, but I'm saying like, she's obviously like, this is so bothersome to me, but you've held on to it for a year and you didn't ever say anything like that.
Any true ally would have said something, period. And that's my problem with all of these ladies. You know, you choose something like a television, you're on a fucking gay network. And I'm sure that that's why the network, I'm sure, was like, we're not bringing this shit up on the network. Like, hell no. This is like a very big, like, gays love this network. You know, we're not going to touch this. But you brought her back knowing that this shit was going on. And then you were just going to try and sweep it under the rug and be quiet. No, you fucking all suck. You all suck. Like, I don't think there's any standing up for any of them in this for me. Like, they're all fucking gross.
Yeah. So Tamara's basically saying, if I were accused of being a homophobic bitch, I'd be crying my eyes out. And Gretchen's like, but I know I'm not. I'm upset like about something, but that I'm not upset about something that I know who I am and what my heart feels. Gretchen's saying she's not going to get upset because she knows her truth. I'm like, I think that's the most time. That's exactly when you get upset, when you know exactly who you are and what you believe in, and you're being misrepresented in a massive and hurtful way on TV, you get very upset. She got upset over less.
This is where she's like, oh, this is crazy. I mean, I had a drag queen Tupper party in 2009, which we see. And she's like, I've never been judgmental or had anything negative to say. You know, like, I don't care, but people live their life. And we see Heather. She's moved off to the bar to call Terry, and she's crying and saying, oh, my God, Gretchen has been liking all these anti-gay, anti-trans posts. And then back at the table, Gretchen is still saying she's shocked and she doesn't remember liking any of this. She's like, what? I don't even know the account that you just showed me that I follow. And Tamara's like, I'm not buying your bullshit. And she's like, well, you guys are trying to make me out to be a homophobic person. It's like, oh, my God.
Gretchen. And Emily's like, you're just sitting there going, I don't know. I don't know. And they're basically Sean's like, go talk to Heather. Okay. She's obviously upset. They're like, yeah, Emily says the burden's on you to make her feel better. So Gretchen leaves the table. And Emily's like, if I was being accused of something that I absolutely did not do, I'd be crawling across the table, beating the fucking shit out of Tamara Judge. I mean, I'll do that anyway. And the fact is that she's angry. She doesn't make it that she's not angry. Doesn't make any sense to me. So Gretchen goes up to Heather, and Heather is like, I don't know what to say. I'm horrified. I'm horrified. And Gretchen's like, but do you think I have hate towards your children? And it's like, it's frustrating, as Lisa Barlow would say, because like, people underestimate their ability to compartmentalize, and that like, Gretchen can be sweet and lovely to Heather's children in one space, but then like an Instagram post in another. And it's like, you know, people don't realize how like they do that. And then they're like, what? But like, just because I like this one thing over here, look how I'm nice to these people over here. I'm like, yeah, because you're kind of like, I don't know, is this the definition of exceptionalism or whatever, but you're sort of viewing those like, oh, well, I like Heather's kids. They're like the good ones or whatever. No, so I think like, it's she doesn't typical. Realize.
I think it's typical in extreme religious. I grew up in a very extreme religious environment, and I cannot tell you how many times I was told like, oh, you know what, Ronnie, we love you so much, but you know, it's just hate the sinner, don't hate the sin, or hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. You know, what you're doing is wrong. I don't agree with your lifestyle. No, of course you shouldn't have the right to get married. Of course you shouldn't, because that's just not God's will. But it doesn't mean I have to hate you. It's almost like, look at what a good person I am by being nice to somebody that's an absolute garbage sinner. You know, which is the attitude you get a lot, and you will get it straight to your face. People telling you you don't deserve your equal rights and you don't deserve shit, and you should have the right. They should have the right to discriminate against you. And if we gave you the right to get married, we'd be given the same right to people to marry their goat. I mean, I've been told this shit to my face by my own family. Like, this is not some new thing, this new phenomenon that's just happening with people like Gretchen. And it's a pretty interesting reckoning right now in our country where this stuff is happening. And now we're seeing these people take over the laws, and we're seeing what they're doing with the laws to turn them against gay people, minorities, what they're doing with ICE, what they're doing. I mean, it's just a fucking clusterfuck right now in this country. And now we have to listen to these people being like, oh my God, you guys are bigots. Who are the real bigots? It's you guys who are calling us out on your podcast, and you're calling us out in comments, and you're calling us out online, and you're trying to cancel us, and we're just trying to have an opinion. Fuck you. Your opinion is that nobody else should have rights except you. So go fuck yourself, Gretchen. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you fucking cry. And I'm not going to sit here and listen to these other ladies act like they're fucking heroes for calling her on Instagram posts that have been out for years and they did nothing about so they can make their fucking paycheck sitting on this show and pretending that they like her for money. Fuck all you guys.
Yeah, well said. So back at the table, you know, Shannon and Tamara, Shannon's talking about how the damage is really deep and everything, and Tamara's saying it's disgusting and oh, it's a horrible situation. And then naturally Tamara goes, I mean, she's a horrible fucking person. She's been going after me for 12 years. I'm like, okay, Tamara, no, you can't. God. This is not your moment.
Yeah, you're okay, a real fucking stonewall, Tamara.
Tamara, once again, trying to like push her after me for 12 years agenda. So Gretchen calls up Slade and she's like, they're accusing me of liking posts on Instagram that are homophobic. And he's like, what? Yeah. You have no idea. He's like, well, that's crazy. I mean, that's like, that's so not like you. I'm confused. Yeah, they're accusing me of being homophobic. Wow, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And you know that they're planning this because they automatically have their backup, right? Slade's like, oh, really, Tamara, the lady who made a homophobic slur on camera at me in 2008 when she said I look like a homo for wearing white thong sandals. Okay. Yes, that was terrible too. I'm not letting Tamara off on anything. That was 2008. This was last year. This is right now, Slade. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So then Slade's like, I mean, she made a gay slur. When you search Tamara and gay slur, she comes up on the internet. Well, of course she comes up because you typed in her name, you idiot. So Gretchen's like, I agree. So she goes back to the table and it's awkward. Tamara's like, did Slade give you any good advice? She's like, well, he just said he knows it's absolute bullshit. And he said, you don't have to defend anything. I'm like, you literally have to defend so much right now. Like, please do not go to Slade Smiley for PR advice right now.
Yeah, Slade also said you didn't have to pay your fucking child support. And that's still why you can't marry him, you idiot. So Heather's like, well, that's where he's wrong, though. That's where he's wrong. And Gretchen's like, okay. And Heather goes, yeah, you do have to explain. If you want your friendship to last, you do need to explain. And she's like,
but you guys got to understand, this is brand new information to me.
No, it's not. And you must have known that this was going to come in some shape or form. You need to be better prepared, you know?
No, I think the issue is that she knows she has this in the past, but she thought it was never something that was going to wind up on the show. And so that's why it's new information. So Tamara's like, I don't think Heather wants to hear what you have to say. 12 years I've been tormented. 12 years. So Heather is really mad. And Gina's like, I think she wants to hear something else from you, you know? And they're like, we're going to go. So they're all going to go. And Jen's like, you need to defend yourself, Gretchen. That's the fucking problem. I tried to give you the biblical thing. You didn't even take that. Defend yourself. She's like, but I did defend myself. She's like, no, you didn't. I mean, this is sad. Even I, Jen Pedranti, can see that you're not defending yourself.
I even gave you a Bible as a weapon to swing at people and you still wouldn't do it. I'm like, I handed you the weapon.
Yeah. And then she's like, and then you called Slade. That's the worst thing you could have done is call Slade. So then they basically get a different car for Gretchen.
Yeah, they're like, she's not coming in this car. So Jen's like, you know, she needs to tell everybody I did not do this, which she did do, but they're not going to believe it. So Gretchen comes to get in the car and Tamara's like, no, no, no. And Emily's like, Gretchen, you need a separate car, honey. And
so now Gretchen finally gets some fire. Now that Gretchen realizes that she's being iced out by the cast, she's not going to be in the Sprinter van. Now suddenly she's able to summon the emotion that she should have had, the outrage that she should have had if she were truly innocent.
Yeah, she's like, okay, well, that's fine. I understand, but you guys, you know, it's not what I believe in. And you're doing this to me.
And Heather's like, doing this to you? And she's like, she starts having a fit, a tearless fit, screaming like, you guys, why are you doing this to me? I don't know where this is coming from. I've never seen it. I mean, I don't, you know, this isn't who I am, Heather. Why would I have all these people in my life? And she's like, I don't know. And then they're basically like, leave. And then those tears, there's no tears. She just dropped her whole act.
Dry face.
Yeah. It's like, fuck these people, and walks off to her own car. And I mean, I think we pretty much see the fakery right there. Oh, loser.
So then Tamara's like, do you guys understand why this entire year I've been so fucking annoyed? She's not a good person. Oh, yes. This sounds like these homophobic likes have really been weighing heavily on you, Tamara, which is why you didn't mention them at all at any moment. You didn't even allude to things. Tamara didn't even do her classic thing like, I know things. I've seen things. And it's not good. She didn't even do that.
Yeah, and saying, like, you see what I've been saying this whole year? This whole year, we've seen you trying to make up with Gretchen and make a truce with Gretchen. And just today in this episode, you made a friendship pact with Gretchen. So stop. Please get off the ally hill. You're not, like, the queen of the allies here, okay? The only reason you give a shit is because you can hurt Gretchen with it. You don't win any awards. You are just, you ain't going to be at GLAAD.
Speaking so much truth today. Like, you are,
these people are such fucking hypocrites. I can't, especially with Tamara. It's like, congratulations. It's like, you called the fire department when the house was already burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now it's the next day, and everyone's in the car going to the airport, and Gina kicks off the scene with a variation on her trademark.
I felt awful about the way that dinner went.
I felt awful. And Heather's like, I didn't sleep until 3:45. She's like, but I went in the actual...
Oh, God. This is when I started losing my... I know I've already lost my mind today. I'm trying to stay calm. I know I'm not really staying calm. But I told myself going into this, I wouldn't go too crazy today. I'm trying, okay? But watching the show, this is
where
I
really... Everything you're saying is so true. And it's so real. And I think you're doing a great job.
I'm just like, okay, veins don't pop out. But this, when I watching the show, this is what really killed me. When we saw what they were going to do, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, Bravo. So Gina's like, well, I went to the actual pages of the people, and she does follow these accounts. Okay, case closed then. Because honestly, some of these accounts are so fucking disgusting that even that is enough for me to convict. But she's like, but then I went to the post that she supposedly liked and I can't find one. Really? Maybe it's because this was all in the press recently and Slade went back and unliked every single post.
Yes.
Duh.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're like, what, over a year old? And Dean's like, yeah, but like, I can't find actual proof.
So what sort of proof did you get when you ran Katie off the show? Just wondering. So Tamara's like,
exactly.
Did she just go and unlike these accounts?
So Emily's like, well, I don't know. That's the question. You can't just sit across from someone and accuse them of doing something without knowing for sure. And then here we are judging her reply. And maybe she was just in shock and didn't know what to do. And basically, like Emily says that Gretchen's response did bother her. But like, we have to decipher what happened in real time without a lot of information. I mean...
Really?
This was not like one post that someone it's like an enormous amount of screenshots that are out there.
Also, this argument doesn't work that you're processing this in real time because you've had these posts for 2 to 3 weeks by your own admission. Tamara gave you this information 2 to 3 weeks ago. So if you really wanted to do all this proof and you really wanted to do all this, why weren't you looking this shit up then? Why are you only looking it up now? You're acting like you're acting like you never had time to do this. You've had these posts for over a year.
Mm-hmm. So Emily is like, I'm just going to go to sleep and wake up the next day. You just can't just wake up smiling happy about this. So Heather feels, she's like, feels bad. Like, she feels terrible because it's a triggering conversation. And she obviously saw red when it all happened. And Heather's like, but she's also a friend for a long time. So I don't know. Gretchen's always been really kind to me and my family. I would hate to ever accuse someone of something that's not true.
Yeah.
I have to know what they talked about in the off season that made Heather follow Gretchen again. And I'm sure it's going to come out in the reunion.
Yeah, who knows? Because I saw a preview for the reunion and it doesn't look like Gretchen's like, okay, I did say those things and I'm different. I've learned. It's nothing like that. She's blaming everybody else and saying it's all fake, like somebody hacked her or something. So I don't know what happened either, but it's crazy that that happened. So it'll be interesting to see. But Heather's like, you know, I said, I hope this isn't true. And Gretchen said it isn't. So I guess we'll find out. And Gina's like, but guys, okay, it's my finale. I feel really, really, really bad. Okay. And I want to bring something based on information that I thought was true, but now I'm not sure it's true. So I don't know. I'm just not sure. Take a look at the account she still follow and then tell me it's not true.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So Gina's like, well, I mean, she's saying she didn't do it, you know, so she seemed like very confused by it.
I wonder if Gretchen thinks that, I wonder if Gretchen feels like she deserves a second chance and for people to understand her. And I wonder if she feels like she's banging her head against the wall because the group has already made a decision about her and now she's been, you know, kicked out. I wonder if she feels those things and then she has any sort of reflection about Katie because... Of course she doesn't. Of course she doesn't. Not to make it all about Katie, but I love finding
they're all hypocrites. That situation, yeah, that it's just so, yeah, they're hypocrites. So Emily's like, yeah, she should have said, fuck you for Tamara for bringing this up. You guys brought it up, actually. And Gina's like, this just goes back to the root of the problem. You know, like you and Gretchen go tit for tat all the time. I'm removing myself. And Tamara's like, oh, so now it's my fault. And they're all Gina, like, oh, yeah,
Gina declaring totally that she's played. Gina declaring that she's removing herself from the tit for tat between two people is now becoming a tradition on Orange County. Like at the end of every season, I'm going to remove myself because you're such a fucking idiot. You get played so easily. You are such an obvious chess piece for everyone on this show. And like every time she announces that she's going to no longer be part of the manipulations, she just falls into someone else's trap.
It's always right after she does the thing that she was being tricked into doing. It's like you walked in there with a bomb vest and now you exploded it. And you're like, well, I'm not doing that anymore. It's like, oh, idiot. So Tamara's like, oh, God, fuck you. You're going to make it seem like it's my fault. And Emily's like, no, or just say that you guys keep coming after each other about stuff you see online. And she's like, oh, my God, I don't want to be around her. Like, I don't fight with her. She's a terrible person. And Gina's like, you know, they go on about this. And Tamara's like, you know, how much shit am I supposed to take from this girl? Like all these things she can say about me and I just sit back. No, fuck. Checkmate, bitch.
Yeah. So now she's like, I'm not destroying my fucking life. And Gretchen Rossi will never fucking destroy my life because I have a good life. And I'm not out here lacking things.
So Gina's like, well, she feels the same. Well, that was a really good speech, Tamara. She feels the same way. And now look at the position she's in.
Well, maybe she did it to herself because maybe Karma's a bitch.
So now.
God. So now we go to 1 week later at Gretcher's house. So Slade's like, how are you holding up, honey? And she's like, oh, I'm trying to pretend I'm okay. And she's so depressed because her friends are questioning her. And, you know, she should have thought to say at the time, show me the post, not a screenshot. Like, I wouldn't ever like something like this. You did, Gretchen. You liked hundreds of things like that. And then you went back and deleted all the likes. And she's like, yeah, the only reason I said I don't think so is because I'm seeing what everybody else is seeing. So, I mean, I thought it must be true. Oh, fucking stupid.
So now Tamara is over talking to Eddie. She's like,
my biggest concern right now is their retaliation against me and you. 12 years! 12 years we've had to endure this hardship. I can't. I'm scared. Hold me, Eddie. Hold me. I don't want to go down like this. They're going to attack when the lights go out. Hold a kitten on a candle, because otherwise, we're dead.
After production wraps, some of the women received DMs from a person with information about the show, which was not yet known to the public. Let's get him on the phone.
So Gina's like, oh, my God, the account is back and now it has a different name. Yeah, Emily just sent me a screenshot and they said, I know you don't know who I am. I'm just someone who wants to expose the truth. And Tamara's been leaking details about the entire season throughout filming to bloggers and fan pages.
Okay, then why didn't we know about this season? No one knew anything about this season before it came out. So where were these leaks?
No, we knew that Katie wasn't filming. I think we knew some of this.
Not until the season was going.
No, we knew. Oh, before the season, we knew that Katie wasn't on the cast trip. We knew that there was a big fight. We knew that there was that maybe Katie wasn't filming anymore. So we knew certain things for sure.
Oh, I thought stuff like that just came out after. Okay. Yeah. Then resend it. Out. So if you want to test my knowledge, feel free. I can prove everything I'm saying. So then we hear the infamous disguised voice on the phone. like the Jerry Springer.
Voice. Matt Janella and like a mustache. So
everyone's online. It's like that's Slade. It's totally Slade.
So yeah, the voice basically is like, I know this, I know that. I think you guys went to Costa Mesa. There is a detail about Costa Mesa. It was like, oh yeah, you filmed at a restaurant in Costa Mesa. They're like, Costa Mesa. He knows everything now. But yeah, this person did know details, specific details about the shooting. And then the producers are like cross-cutting between what this person's saying and actual scenes that happened. It was like the end of the Usual Suspects. It's like, I'm expecting, you know, Tamara to like lose a limp and go walking off into the sunset after this scene. They're all just like shocked. And it's like, oh my God, like Tamara is getting away with leaking info, yet holding Katie accountable for doing the exact same thing. So the first thing I'm going to do is not call Katie and apologize to her.
So one thing I want to point out that we didn't mention is in Slade and Gretchen's thing, one of the last things he said in that scene is, I'm going to get to the bottom of where they came from, and I'm going to find out who's the owner of this frickin' page. So I think Slade has a lot to do with this, what's going on here at the end, because this totally seems like revenge, because Slade could have called whoever this person is and told them all of those details too. You know, but that said, I 100% believe that Tamara was doing this. So yeah, I believe that Tamara does it. I think a lot of them do it. I think Tamara's been guilty of this for years and everybody knows it. She got caught in one of these things with that blonde hair, black heart, Twitter guy who, you know, she was fighting with him over stuff that she had told him. And then he turned against her. I mean, she's been having this problem with bloggers and stuff for years. So I 100% believe this about Tamara. However, none of this matters. It's not what we're talking about. The point is Gretchen. The point is Gretchen's posts. And now they're all making it that Tamara has been talking. Who cares? We know that Tamara talks to bloggers. We've known it for years. It's a well-known out of the closet. It's not a secret. Gretchen still liked those posts. So now what are you guys saying? Are you saying that Gretchen faked all of this? I want to hear you say it.
No, I don't. I didn't see this as like anything that like negates what Gretchen did. I think it's just showing that like it's saying, you know, Tamara is fucking messy also. And that I feel like it's a weird resolution for Katie. Honestly, I think it was their way of saying like, look at what Tamara does too. Now tune in next week for the reunion. I think that's kind of what it was. It was like a little something to cue up the reunion. Be like, let's get it to her, girls.
Okay. But so you don't think I actually had really liked to do with getting Gretchen and Slade off the hook. Off. Although it did probably really get them off watching Tamara finally get hers at the end.
I really liked your theory that you said earlier, because of course I didn't think of it. It didn't even occur to me. But I liked your conspiracy theory that the producers were angry that Tamara brought this onto the show. So the revenge is that they're going to expose Tamara for leaking to the press. I think that's like a pretty good, you know, conspiracy theory, BTS. The scene, regardless of that theory, irregardless, I don't think the scene read to me as a, you know what, like we shouldn't be, let me start over again. The scene did not read to me like it was exonerating Gretchen. It just read to me like, you know what? Tamara is acting high and mighty, but she's also down there in the dirt.
Okay. But, well, they sure get Tamara at the end of this. Although I will point out, just to be fair, there is no proof except this one person's word. Where's the screenshots? Where's the texts? Where's the DMs? So I don't know. I believe that Tamara did it.
So mad at you. Heather gets so mad at you that you messed up her line.
Well, Heather doesn't even bring them. Heather's the one who made up the whole receipts proof timeline, and she has none of that in Salt Lake City. But we'll get to that. to that next week.
I think I would like going forward, and I said this at the end of the Salt Lake City recap, I think that Bravo needs to rein in some of this, like, who leaked what to the press. I just don't think this is the most compelling content. And I think it's actually a little toxic for these shows. Salt Lake City is fine because Salt Lake City is so funny. They can argue about anything, but I think it gets away from the central premise of what watching a Real Housewives show is about. We want it to be about dynamics amongst the women. And yes, of course, arguing about who leaked what does bring out those dynamics. But I just think it's too much stuff about stuff that happens in between seasons and off camera. And I don't think it's a good move. I think it was bad when it happened on Beverly Hills. I think it's bad when it's happening now. I think it puts Salt Lake City in a risky position. So I think going forward, I would love it if Bravo kind of, when these things happen, Bravo says, we're not fighting about that. It's too abstract.
Or have like a zero tolerance, you know, have like a zero tolerance thing where if you're caught doing it, you're fired.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, like do something to put a stop to it instead of leaning into it and making it a plot line on every single show.
Because
I think you're right. It's like enough.
Yeah, it's too much. Like the best parts of the show is when we see someone say something or do something about their life or whatever, and then people react to it and it becomes a thing. Like the most compelling seasons are when a friend stops being friends with someone else and starts being friends with someone else. And we weigh in on why did that friendship fall apart? Or, oh, this person's not treating this person well. But like, to every week have to weigh in on who leaked what, did they leak? Are we on their side? It's actually a bit tiresome for me. Like it's not a debate that I fundamentally care about. I actually don't care who leaked what, because ultimately I think they all leak. I think they all say things. And I don't like, I'm sort of sick of having to guess whether or not maybe Katie said it as like, she didn't think it was a big deal. Or maybe she said it like this, then was misheard this. Like how many times I have to talk about a game of telephone? Like, I think it's time for Bravo to definitely like tighten up this ship across the board on all their shows.
I agree. Just to play devil's advocate though, The social media has been another character on this show for years. I mean, we even have a character on this show named Social Media because before they could say Twitter and all of that, they would say, you know, we heard this from somewhere or someone. And so we would always say, and now the bitchiest housewife of all time, Social Media, comes to the stage, because it was always a character on the show. Like what you got caught saying about on whatever, they didn't even allow them to say Twitter or whatever forever. Mm-hmm. And then once they started allowing it, it was kind of cool at first because it was like, oh, now they're calling, it's like behind the scenes stuff where it's like, okay, now they're calling themselves out about the TV show stuff, which is interesting. I think that brought a really interesting dynamic, but I think it's gotten to the point where it's just like, it's the whole show now. It's every plot on every show is like, who's talking to some fucking loser on Twitter, you know?
Yeah. And like, I don't mind if there's drama that
comes from someone tweeting. No offense, people from Twitter, not calling you losers, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, you know, if Whitney Rose goes and writes a tweet that's obnoxious, let's say, and then Lisa Barlow sees it and gets annoyed at her, that's fair. Like, cause that's, you know, social media. We live in a world with social media. We participate in social media, and that's, you know, cause, but we can see tangibly that Whitney wrote something, Lisa read it, she was upset and she reacted. And that, like, that is a dramatic stake that makes sense to us. But if it's all like, you spoke to someone and then they said this thing about a thing, and I can't believe you said that. It's too in the shadows, and it's also too much about the show itself. And I just don't, it's just not compelling to me anymore. I'm a little over it. That being said, by the way, I love this season. Everyone hates this season. I love this season, even with this dark ass finale. I thought this season was great. I was actually very much into it. I thought it lost steam after Katie left, but I still really enjoyed it. And I'm hopeful that it is our swan song for Emily and Regina.
I think it's going to have to be a swan song for a lot of these people. I don't see how Gretchen is going to come back from this. I don't see how Tamara's going to come back from this. You know, I don't see them getting rid of Tamara, but I also don't see how they're going to keep her after this.
I think
Emily and Gina are just done. Heather didn't even bother pretending to live in Orange County, and her end card said she's not even going to try. It's like she ain't moving back to Orange County. So that's 2 hours away. I mean, that's not like some close drive. It's not like just being in a borough, you know, in a suburb. That's another city. It's far away. So
I think we start with Emily and Gina, and then we see how the rest of the show fares with them. Those are my notes. I understand that Heather lives in Beverly Hills, but she attended. She showed up. Tamara, I think, is our villain. I think we keep Tamara. We don't get rid of our villains. Otherwise, you wind up with a Heather and Gina situation again. Shannon, I would like to see less wackiness season, but like Shannon, you know, you always keep Shannon. She's always going to have something going on. And I think they bring back Katie. I think they will bring it back. Katie is such a fan favorite that they bring back Katie. Gretchen not coming back for sure. I don't think they can bring back Gretchen. And I don't know. Maybe they'll give Lydia another shot.
Lydia. Oh, God. That's all we fucking
maybe need. Maybe Peggy Tanis.
Oh, God. That's all we need is more of that. But yeah, okay, well, I mean, I guess, look, I just have to finish this season by just giving a nice, solid fuck you to Gretchen. Fuck off, Gretchen. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being with us this season of Real Housewives of Orange County. We will, of course, be back for the 3-part reunion extravaganza to see what bullshit they're going to try and make stick to the wall this time. We will talk to you next week, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer for Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.